Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're having a special guest on here shortly. There's a very interesting Twitter account out there called @BortlesFacts. Bortles spelled like Blake Bortles, his last name, B-O-R-T-L-E-S. I suggest you guys follow it. It's very funny. It's very entertaining. It's very creative. And I saw this gentleman who runs this account while Blake Bortles was on TV on the NFL Network. And then the NFL Network brought in this young man named Mike Tisone. I think I'm saying his name correctly, Tishone. And it brought him in and basically asking Blake Bortles questions. Let's bring Mike in. I don't want to upcut everything on Mike. I don't know what's so funny, but thanks, AB, for sharing. And kill his mic, please. Hey, speaking of Mike. Hey, Mike, what's up? You got Taz and AB here. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me, Taz.
You got it, brother. So listen, man, how'd this all start? Because I got to tell you, you got this Twitter account, @BortlesFacts, and it's just taken on a life of its own, dude.
It was a few seasons ago. It was after his rookie year when, I've been a Jaguar fan for 20 years. And for the past 10 years up until last season, they've been terrible to watch. So half of it started out as kind of a joke for my friend and I to have something to laugh about. But then second was we always thought that some of the stats that the NFL shows on the broadcast are kind of ridiculous. Like, you know, oh, in the final 237, when Aaron Rodgers is down to the Lions, you know, he's 41-1. Like, how do they know all that? You know?
It's very annoying. I can't stand – I hate stats. I never give them on the show.
Like, I see those, and I think, like, who took the time to find that? So it's kind of a playoff of those, too.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And, okay, so now Blake Bortles is not on social media, correct?
He deleted his Twitter a couple months ago.
Right, I think I should do that too, but I digress.
Yeah.
So he deleted his Twitter. Now, I heard him talking on TV on the NFL Network saying that his mom is a big fan of the Twitter account you have for Blake.
Yeah, that was news to me. He said on the NFL Network that his mom, I guess, screenshots all of them and sends them to him. So I guess he is aware of it.
Did you ever meet him?
I actually met him his rookie season. He signed a jersey for me. So I got a Jaguars fan cave here at my house, so it's in there.
But now, you didn't grow up in Jacksonville, correct?
I didn't. I'm in Albany, New York.
So you're in Albany, which is a far way and a whole different animal from Jacksonville. I've been to both towns, and it's a big difference. But real quick, how'd you become a Jacksonville Jaguar fan?
Not too interesting, just no family affiliation at the time, and I got into football when I was 8 years old, and that was the year that they started play, so...
So, Mike, here at Taz and the Moose, we have our research staff is about 1.5 people.
Correct.
How many folks do you have digging up Blake Bortles facts to use on Twitter?
That's just myself for most of them. I do get a lot of good ones, though, from people tweeting at me. So I do try to credit people when they come in. And, a lot of good ones from Twitter. I actually get a lot of good ones on Facebook. We just started a Facebook page recently.
I got to tell you, Mike. I'm looking at Blake Bortles facts @BortlesFacts, and I see, I love all these tweets you put out. They're all very funny. One I hate, and it actually got, almost 2,000 favorites and about 332, you know where I'm going, retweets, and it's where Braun Strowman from WWE, he's got a Blake Bortles helmet on, you put a little cartoon of Blake's head. And who's that, Kevin Owens, he nailed with the Buffalo Bill helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he nails him with a shoulder block on the outside of the ring. I'm a big Buffalo Bill fan. You need to delete that, okay?
I heard.
You got some funny stuff on here, dude, really. You should take AB. Maybe you should go work on the staff with Mike for the Blake Bortles.
You just need me to get out of here.
One of the little feuds, I guess, that Blake Bortles facts has is with the Buffalo Bill, so... You know, they're the target of a lot of those tweets. I don't know. I'm sure you noticed.
Ooh, I didn't know that part. So wait, not with the Bills Mafia, right?
No, just the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Just got to let the people know that Blake Bortles has never lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. there's 238 quarterbacks have been drafted since 2000. He's the only one to beat him in the playoffs.
All facts.
No, but a lot of these facts
these are all true.
Like
it's only facts.
And it all was complimentary,
dude,
too.
There was one about the World Cup I can't find. Look, what was the one about the World Cup you put out?
You never failed to qualify for the World Cup, unlike the U.S. soccer team.
That was funny. Yeah, that was real good. Now, they're all real good. Now, I noticed you sell some T-shirts here, and a portion of the sales go to a foundation, right? Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so working a little bit with Blake Bortles Foundation. So we have 4 T-shirts up right there now in – a portion of each sale goes directly to the foundation. We did a fundraiser recently for the foundation, which I thought went all right. And right now, yeah, we have those in T-shirts, hoodies, a couple mugs. And, yeah, a portion of each sale goes directly to them.
That's very cool.
So it's doing good so far.
That's good. That's really nice of you doing that. I'm going to read one tweet here, Mike. Check this out, AB. Look at this is from Blake Bortles Facts, right? At Bortles Facts. Blake Bortles only needs 16,946 yards in week 1 against the Giants to become NFL's all-time leading rusher, and he tagged Emmitt Smith, who has 18, who's the leader, 18,000. Oh, my God. Dude, you're too much.
Go ahead, Mike.
You never know, because when he beat the Bills in the playoffs, he ran for more yards than he threw when they beat him. So,
bro,
you never know. You can't rule anything out until the clock hits zero.
And one more thing I'm going to say, very bougie of you. Our team here noticed that you only follow 42 people.
Smart.
And you got on the cusp of 100,000 followers on Twitter. Very, very fancy of you. I'm very impressed with that attitudinal lack of followers, following, I should say. You know what I mean? That people you follow. You know, it's nice. I like that.
Yeah, for the first 2.5 years, the account just followed Bortles and the Jaguars.
Now I also notice you follow myself. I followed you. You followed me back. Thank you. Relax, AB. I know he follows you too. I'm going to get to it. You follow the show at Taz and Moose, which we appreciate. And I assume our show followed you back, yes?
Yep.
And Andrew Bogus, AB, the substitute host. Are you following Mike back?
I am, yeah. I actually apologize that I didn't follow them until they were booked on the show because this is right up my alley. This type of humor.
Okay.
Blake Bortles jokes, Jaguar. I mean, this is near Twitter perfection.
Okay, I'll follow under Who Gives a Rat's Ass. But anyway, Mike, we definitely... sorry, I get aggressive sometimes with people on the show. Because, yeah, I'm mad at AB right now, Mike. It's a long story. He knows I'm mad at him. That's why I attacked him just now. But, Mike, listen, dude. Did I say your last name right when I introduced Tishon?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Dude, listen, we appreciate you coming on, man. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you, Taz.
All right, buddy. Listen, man, continued success with this. Having fun. We're on it. And maybe we'll have you on down the road once the Jaguars go like 10-0 at some point in the season, all right?
Yeah, and they play the Bills, I believe, in November. So
uh-oh,
they get that win.
On that note, uh-oh, we'll let you go, Mike. All right, thanks. All right. Hey, make sure you guys give a follow to at Bortles Facts, BORTLESFACTS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.